Hampshire and Thames Valley Police Visual Impairments Protocol, VIP, Options. This is for use as a reminder of how to use the Visual Impairment Protocol. If you require this in another format, please make contact with us either via the Contact Us page on our website, email, or by calling 101. Option 1. When you have a need to contact the police through 999 or 101. First, call 999 or 101 as needed and explain that you want to use the Visual Impairment Protocol, or VIP for short. The call taker will ask you for a password that they can then pass to the officer at your door. This password can be any word you like that you will remember. Do not use something that others could guess, like a pet's name, for example. You will get a log number as well from the call taker. You can ask the call taker to text or email you the log number and your choice of password if you want them to do so. Next, the call taker will pass the log number and your chosen password to the officer who will visit you. The officer will come to your address and you can ask them for the password to identify themselves and the log number too if you feel at all unsure. Then, either A, the officer gives you the correct password and log number and then you can allow them into your property, or B, the officer gives you an incorrect password or log number or refuses to give you any information. If this ever happens, you need to contact 999 to request police attendance, explaining the situation. The call taker will again ask you for a password, and the process begins again. Option 2. Police unexpectedly come to your home. When an officer comes to your door, they may be completing some planned work or something more spontaneous or urgent. If planned, there will be a purpose and a log number. If spontaneous, then there may not be a log number yet. First, ask the officer for the purpose of their visit and the relevant log number. If the officer explains there is no log number, then ask for their call sign and collar number. Tell the officer that you need to confirm the information with 101 before you can let them in. The officer may explain that they will give you time to do that and come back a little later, or they may wait on the doorstep. You need to phone 101 and explain the situation and ask for confirmation of the log number and purpose or call sign and collar number. Then, the call taker will either A, confirm the log number and purpose of the officer's visit, and you can allow the officer in, or B, confirm the collar number and call sign for the officer, and you can allow the officer in. Or C, they cannot confirm any information. The call taker will then dispatch an officer to the address for your safety. They will ask you for a password for identity confirmation of the officer that they send out.